The South Bend Community School Corporation and the South Bend Police Department have operated under the same four-page contract since 2012. The district released a draft of a new 13-page contract this week that includes more details on officers' training and authority within school buildings. Here's Police Chief Scott Ruskowski.
Very descriptive details of the job expectations and duties of SRO, what they can and can't, should or shouldn't do. Those are laid out. Those weren't laid out before.
Many participants at Tuesday's meeting said they didn't want police in schools at all, regardless of the new contract. But others, like Janet Evelyn, say resource officers do have a place in schools, but that the contract needs to be specific. Evelyn says the contract should outline specific situations SROs might need to respond to and what that response should be, so parents know what to expect if their child is involved.
It has to be based on, okay, I know this was going to be the outcome. If A happens, then B. So now, let's say we have to talk consequences. I'm already educated.
Participants said the new contract should also include concrete measures of whether the SRO partnership is working, like performance evaluations or a database review. Ruskowski says he expects the police department and school district to have a final draft of the contract by the end of the year. Gemma DiCarlo, WVPE News.